This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Regulation in the absence of legislation is the main way the Trump administration is changing this economy. And the power outages in Puerto Rico are concentrating the mind on regulation of the power industry. The White House is calling for new regulations to reward what it considers key sources of always-on electricity, coal and nuclear power specifically. Or if you put it another way, help for power plants that can't really compete in today's economy. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Here's the administration's argument. To avoid blackouts, you need power plants with fuel on site. For instance, uranium for nuclear or piles of coal for coal plants. And they should get paid extra to ensure that reliability. Adam Cohen is former Deputy Undersecretary of Energy.
The idea of having their coal pile on site could be viewed as more reliable because there is no need for transportation, say, over the road.
Fair enough. But coal piles have frozen during bad winters, and they got soaked in Hurricane Harvey.
We certainly did learn from Texas that coal, when it's outside, gets wet and may not be as reliable.
What critics think is really going on is coal and nuclear energy are getting outcompeted by cheaper natural gas, and in some places by wind and solar. So they want subsidies, bailout, finger on the scale. Electricity analyst Sam Newell at the Brattle Group says any change could disrupt energy markets because they're really complicated.
They reflect a balance of views and careful deliberation. And a proposal like this could abruptly and profoundly change those markets and upset the balance that we have.
How? Well, the details have a long way to go. But if regulators force buyers to pay a premium for presumed reliability and resiliency, that means higher rates. Christy Tizak is director at Clearview Energy Partners.
What it certainly seems to do is create some sort of floor price, which may raise prices for consumers. And I think we're going to see a very robust discussion.
That's a nice DC way of saying big energy fight coming to the cafeteria. The administration wants to pull this off in 2 months, but analysts are dubious. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.